Tails.
Good evening, Tom. We meet again. I'm a nutter in.
Sid Tails is sleeping rough. I said, he has done all his life.
It wouldn't be the first time. I've done it a few times on Broad Street.
when you've been celebrating, for want of a better word, hammered. But it's a great thing what they're doing here, isn't it? Fantastic thing.
Yeah, the club getting involved in something like this is fantastic for everybody, and raising awareness, various charities, the homeless being one. And I was asked to get involved, and you know me, Tom, I'm up for anything.
So where exactly are you going to sleep?
I think it's in one of the concourses, but I'm not really too sure, because my friend Ravi, who's our friend in the community at Aston Villa Football Club, doesn't really tell me anything. He just sort of throws me in. So
can I just say that I don't know whether it's going to be a cold night tonight as well.
Yeah, I know. Timed it just right, haven't we? I was thinking a couple of days ago, oh yeah, it's nice and sunny, but it'll be something new for me. But as long as I get through it unscathed, I'll be all right. The main thing is to raise lots of money.
And awareness that you know, in our own city, there are people who've got nowhere to sleep.
Yeah, people who aren't as lucky as me and you, who have nowhere to live and have to sleep on the streets. And, it is raising awareness and raising for money for those charities who want to help them.
And a great initiative from Aston Villa, at a time when, they're battling, or were battling when they organised this for their Premier League future. Pretty well survived now, I think, but... battling for their future and the cup final on the horizon, yet still took time out to think about other people.
Well, this is it. A lot of the stuff that Villa and the community do, it goes untalked about. Nobody talks about it, and a lot of football clubs do this kind of thing, and nobody talks about it. But they do a lot of work in the community with kids and people who aren't as lucky as others, and it's good stuff.
And of course, they're going to wake you up at 6 o'clock for breakfast.
I know. I was hoping it weren't going to be that early.
I looked at it and I thought, all the best getting him up at 6 o'clock for breakfast. But you've got to go to church for the breakfast. Now, there's a first, Tails.
Oh, gosh. I hope they let me in.
Listen, well done, mate, on what you're doing. Cheers, Carl.
Thanks, Tom.
Don't ring me. I shall be fast asleep.
No. I'll set me alarm.